The global development delay is basically just a delay in speech, mobility, basically everything. He didn't walk till he was two. He still can't really talk or communicate very well, which is usually that diagnosis does lead then to the autistic diagnosis. From 6 months he couldn't sit up on his own, he wasn't crawling, so that's when we knew something was wrong. But with physiotherapy, he has come on great. As I say, started walking since he was two. Slowly things are starting to come together, but it's because Caleb's in a creche, and I know that that's what it is. This is why Buttercup is so important, because he'll get the one-on-one that he needs, and will prepare him then for possibly mainstream school. If not, it doesn't matter to us where he goes, as long as he's getting his needs met.
He was to start Buttercup's nursery today.
Today.
Why hasn't he started? Just explain to us what happened.
Well, I got a phone call less than 48 hours before today. It was Tuesday morning at 9:30 to tell me that the education board were not going to approve Caleb starting nursery because they have decided that they're not going to let 3-year-olds who are, Caleb would be born in July, so he would be the eldest in his year. Pre-nursery, they call it, they are no longer authorising children of that age to start nursery. I was never informed of this, nothing at all. The school itself haven't been informed of this until the Tuesday morning. Caleb's name had been on the class list at the start of July. I was chatting to another girl who works there who had seen Caleb's details and name ready to go for today. And then the education board sent through a finalised list of the class details. Caleb's details weren't on it, and that's when the principal then contacted them to see why it wasn't. And then they informed him that they weren't going to authorise it because of his age.
So essentially he's the wrong side of three. Is that what they're trying to say? And that there are other children out there that may need this position?
Exactly. They're saying that they need to keep these two spaces for children who may need it throughout the year. But in saying that means if no children need it, those two spaces have been wasted for not only Caleb, but for another child who needs it. And I, as I explained, I just don't see the logic in that at all. I had asked her, you know, would Caleb be able to go to it until maybe there was an urgent case and we could take him out, which I know as his mum wouldn't be that big of an issue. But their answer to me is that would be too unsettling for Caleb. But as I've explained, I'm his mum, I know that Caleb would be fine and Caleb would handle it. But they're not willing to negotiate at all in any way.
We don't have any documents here in front of us to say that he definitely had a place. But mm-hmm. You're telling me today you were up at the school, mm-hmm. You're up at the nursery, and face to face you were told that Caleb had a position to start school today.
That's right. As far as the teachers were concerned, the principal was concerned, everything was there. They had all the paperwork for their end, but it's seemingly this statement that needs to be sent on from the education board, which they haven't done. And I don't know if it's lack of communication or what it is, but I do not blame Rossmore or Buttercups in any way. The teachers have been amazing, and as I say, they welcomed us with open arms last year for Caleb to come in to settle in with them, and they're just as disappointed as I am. So
you had them all prepared to start today?
Mm-hmm. Uniforms were bought, shoes were bought, school bags, everything. Obviously, he isn't aware of the situation, so I'm glad of that, so he's not disappointed. For me and for the rest of my family, his cousins were starting school today, and it was a big deal for them. Everyone was starting in the same day, and they were so excited and getting pictures sent this morning, and he was the only one that wasn't included. So it's heartbreaking for me as a mum. But as I say, on the educational side, the 2 years would completely change his life, I feel, anyway.
What do you say to the Education Authority today?
I think that they have been so, so useless, to be honest with you. No information at all, passing the buck. And I don't understand why I was never made aware of this from the start. If I'd have been told, look, there's a possibility you may not get this place, fair enough, I wouldn't have a leg to stand on. But I was reassured and reassured and reassured, and they won't give me an answer as to why I was reassured and why I was told that. 48 hours is absolutely ridiculous. It's disgraceful. I mean, I actually had to change my work schedule to suit Caleb, to be able to lift him after. That's all been changed. There's a possibility he might not have his place at the nursery, at the creche that he's at.